This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There's a book out today that at first glance might not seem a natural fit for this program. The author is a rapper. She's a spoken word artist, also an essayist. Her name is Dessa, and those who know her might have first come across her work on the Hamilton mixtape. Yes, that Hamilton. But she's been touring and making music and trying to get by as an artist for a long time. Her book, which is a memoir really, is called My Own Devices. Dessa, good to have you on the program.
Thanks for having me, Kai.
So this is a book that came out of curiosity, I think, right, about your view of the world and what you could be in it. And I want to spend a minute to get your thoughts on the life of a touring musician and the hustle you have to go through. Because, and you know, full disclosure here, I follow you on Instagram and on Twitter, and for the past year, maybe, since this book started, you know, going to print and final draft and all that jazz, you've been hustling, man. You have been hustling.
I would say that I have earned the dark circles this year. Yeah, I have. I mean, if you are an artist that's really eager to maintain artistic control, you're going to have to learn how to be your own publicist, merchandiser, tour manager, strategist, etc. So I've been willing to do both, to say I would like to route my own career. For me anyway, art has been like both the most satisfying part of my life and the part of my life that asks for the most sacrifice.
Can we talk about the art that you do, by the way, the kind of music you do? And I'm going to quote your mom here, I think, in this book. why do you make music to bleed out to? You are a melancholy songstress, I guess, is a better way to put it.
I am. I mean, in some way, I feel like I am. I do run a little blue. Not like tragic on the subway, but a little blue.
Okay. Yeah. Well, all right. Well, so wait. So one of the great anecdotes in this book is you trying to take out an insurance policy on your melancholiness. What happens if that goes away, right? Because if that goes away, you've lost your gig. You've lost your thing, your little secret sauce.
So I figured that should be something that Geico would be willing to insure.
Yeah.
And so I talked to an agent on the phone who seemed totally nonplussed with the project or the ask. Like, this was a normal Tuesday for her. But I did try to take out like a $40,000 insurance policy on Blue Moods, thinking, hey, that's my professional asset. You know, that's what makes all these minor key songs go.
Mm.
But I also think, like, you know, if you have a really great Wednesday afternoon where everything goes exactly as you hope it will today, that's a great afternoon, but it's not necessarily a great story, right? Like when you arrive at the bar, you don't say, guys, stop, I'll buy the next round. Guess what? There was no traffic. You know, like there's just no grip tape there. There's no friction. There's no grist. So I guess I'm like most compelled to try to investigate artistically the parts of my human experience that are most confusing or most challenging, because that's the other stuff you kind of already got figured out, you know?
There's a, and you get to this late in the book, there's a race and class part of you in your artistic medium that is a little bit cognitively dissonant, right? You don't look like a rapper. You don't sound like a rapper. I mean, right?
Yeah, and I think it's harder now than it was 5 years ago and 10 years ago.
Huh.
Because for me, like, my mom's Puerto Rican, my dad's Caucasian. My mom grew up in the projects in New York, but I was raised in a middle-class home, you know, in the Midwest. So to try to figure out, as I look back, like, over the trajectory of my career, how and when my background might have provided a leg up in my career. What is the responsible way for me to engage in a form that was pioneered by people of color?
Mm.
That's a hard question. Like, who has access to banging stages, you know, and who has access to the high money gigs? Has been a question that I've thought a lot about.
There are high exposure shows, which do well for you, I bet. And then there's Lin-Manuel Miranda calling. Right. I thought this whole passage in the book about Lin-Manuel Miranda, obviously the guy who did Hamilton and now is, you know, God, basically, calling you. And what that meant for your career and your presence was interesting because you worked your tail off and then it kind of worked out, but a little bit not, you know?
I think in talking to one other friend who's in the arts, I was corrected because I had used the word maid, like a maid.
Yeah.
And he looked at me, he goes, honey, no one gets made. No one gets made and stays made anymore. Even if you pull the winning lottery ticket, like 12 months later, you got to reprove your merit to the world. It's a faster art cycle than it ever used to be.
That's so interesting that it's a faster art cycle because certainly in my world, it's a faster news cycle. I mean, Everything is just going faster, you know, and you got to hustle more and you just got to.
For us in music land, you know, It's gone from maybe a year, 18 months even for an album to really be relevant to sometimes 6 and 8 weeks. So, yeah, I think staying productive has become even more important than it used to be. Yeah.
The album most recently from Dessa is called Chime, the book, which is just good. It's just a good read. It's called
Thanks,
My Own Devices. Dessa, thanks. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for the conversation.